The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs recognizes that some diseases can be linked to exposure to Agent Orange, and it compensates those veterans whose children are born with spina bifida. But members of the local Vietnam Veterans of America chapter say Agent Orange, also known as dioxin, has affected more children than the government acknowledges. This is according to the group's Veterans Services Officer, Tony Muscolino, who says Agent Orange has the potential to affect gene pools long into the future.
The Ford Foundation in 1998, I believe it was, made a study for the VA, and the title of the study was Don't Wait Until They Die Because They Never Will. And that meant that the DNA in the system from Agent Orange or dioxin was going to be with us for forever, I guess.
Muscolino adds that studies on the long-term effects of dioxin have been inconclusive, and he says the stigma attached to the unpopular Vietnam War often prevents its veterans from seeking help. Tomorrow's meeting aims to inform the public of two federal bills that have sat in committees for a year and a half: the Senate's Toxic Exposure Research and Military Family Support Act, as well as the House's Victim of Agent Orange Relief Act, both of which would further evaluate cases of exposure and set up assistance for those afflicted. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.